Well, the church is looking good, isn't it, with the Christmas tree and all the Christmas greenery around. I want to think today about the message of that passage and of Christmas by thinking about four types of Christmas greenery. So, first of all, kids, I wonder who recognises these fellas? Abby Woo? Sprouts, yeah, what's their proper name? What do we call them? Brussels sprouts, that's right. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to mention Brexit at all. Brussels sprouts, I've been doing a lot of reading about sprouts. The average Briton will eat 1,800 sprouts in their lifetime. We like our sprouts apparently more than anyone else in Europe. The area covered by Brussels sprout fields in the UK is the equivalent to 3,240 football pitches. Now here's something to try later. The record for eating the most Brussels sprouts in 1 minute is held by Linus Urbanak of Sweden. He once ate 31 Brussels sprouts in 1 minute. That's a challenge for you at lunch today, isn't it? There is a man, believe it or not, who has rolled a Brussels sprout up Snowdon for charity with his nose. Okay, now, I mean, that would, you know, it'd be a bit much, wouldn't it, if you get to the top and all the way back down to the bottom again. But the even more amazing thing is that one of the people of Bodle Street today, Eliza, that guy is his cousin's husband. So I felt I was almost in the presence of greatness. Anyway, there's a lot more I could tell you about Brussels sprouts, but let's consult with the cook today. Who is going to have Brussels sprouts on their Christmas table today? Check with the cook. Yeah, most people, I think, virtually everybody, okay, hands down. Now, who actually likes Brussels sprouts? Oh, very good, quite a lot of people. Hands down, is there anyone who doesn't like Brussels sprouts? Okay, Brussels are a notorious divider, aren't they? They're a bit like Marmite. Either you love them or you hate them. Apparently some people have like an active gene that makes sprouts taste extra bitter to them. So maybe you could claim that to kids. They divide opinion. I had a friend from Northern Ireland and he said that in their family they called Brussels sprouts the devil's peas. So, well, I'm glad you like that. Anyway, they divide opinion. What do you think of them? And you know, Jesus divides opinion too, doesn't he? Think of the Christmas story. The shepherds and the wise men, they flock to Jesus, but Herod is trying to kill him. Think of what happens to Jesus later. Eventually, they crucify him. And in our Bible reading, we read that he came to his own people, and that on the whole, people did not receive him. But to those who received him, he gave the right to become children of God, born of God. Just like Brussels sprouts, a bit like Brussels sprouts, Jesus divides opinion. What is our response to him? Now, can you put your hand up too if you have eaten a Brussels sprout, you think, between February and November? One or two, a few, yes. Now, I haven't. I think I only ever have them on Christmas Day, as far as I know. But I was quite surprised. Apparently, two-thirds of our Brussels sprouts are consumed outside the Christmas season. Interesting, isn't it? Some people think that Brussels sprouts are just for Christmas, but they're not, necessarily. And, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's not just for Christmas, too, is he? Well, that's more than enough about Brussels sprouts. What about a little bit of Christmas greenery, the famous Christmas tree? Now, there are lots of legends and traditions about the origin of the Christmas tree. One is that the 8th century missionary to the Germans, the British man, Bishop Boniface, went off to this German village and he was preaching the gospel to them, and they were worshipping the god Thor using an oak tree, and Boniface chopped it down and maybe found a fir tree, or some people say, I think the fir tree miraculously sprang up or something. And he said, look at this fir tree. It points you to God and to heaven. And it's evergreen. It is a symbol of life. Well, that is You know, who knows whether that's true or not. Myth, legend, tradition. Some people say that Martin Luther, the great Protestant reformer, was the first man ever to decorate a Christmas tree with candles. Now, maybe that's true. It seems a bit implausible to me, but who knows? All sorts of myths and legends and traditions. But Jesus is in a different category from myth and legend. The Bible says that the Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us, and we saw his glory. Jesus stepped into history as a real human being, and eyewitnesses saw him. The good news about Jesus is really true. It's not just a fairy tale. And he is the one who points us to God and to heaven. He's our creator, and he's the one who can give us new life. Anyone who believes in him can be born again, born of God. Well, perhaps more briefly, two more types of Christmas greenery left. Anybody recognise this? What is this? Mistletoe, yeah. And what do we use this for? What's the tradition to do with mistletoe? Ah. Well, let's not get carried away. Abigail? People do kiss under it, don't they, Mrs. Lloyd? The tradition is that it's maybe bad luck or something to refuse a kiss under the mistletoe. Very good. Blimey. Right. Yeah. So, obviously, it is Christmas. obviously, with informed consent. Mistletoe. So we could say mistletoe, a symbol of love. And the Bible tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. God loved us, and so he sent his Son to save us. And our final bit of Christmas greenery is this. Yeah. Can't look after your mistletoe. What's that? You recognise that, Tommy? Yeah, what is it?
Holly.
Holly, yes, holly. Now, holly, sometimes seen as a reminder of the death of the Lord Jesus for us. He loved us so much he was willing to go to the cross for us. Remember, he wore a crown of thorns as he died. A bit like these prickly holly leaves. And the red of the holly berries might remind us of the blood of the Lord Jesus shed for us. Well, there's four bits of Christmas greenery that can help us to think about John 1 and the message of Christmas. Let's pray together. Our Father God, we thank you for your love for us, that you sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die for us, to be our Saviour, that we might be forgiven. Thank you that he stepped into history so that we can know you. We pray that you would help us, give us new life in him. Help us to respond to Jesus rightly, now and every day, for his name's sake. Amen.